It was no great deal for anyone to be gone for 3 days. That was just normal for someone to go out hunting and wander off into many places, or a distant place, and or even to encounter something that is so interesting and forgot, don't care about returning. They knew it's safe at home, and it also they are safe. So it was in that position that people did not really worry when the young, especially when they had three of them, when the three young men were gone for 3 days. They said, well, maybe they just enjoyed themselves and perhaps they will show up after they have gone to their excitement. They had many, many probabilities that which gives them not to worry too much. The family men, the sons of those three boys, and the friends of them. After a week, the group began to worry. And after 3 days, actually, some men went to investigate to the distance place, or as far as they can go, for a day or for 2 days, to see if any signs the boys may have encountered something which kept them from coming home. So they went out, but no sign. They went both directions. Into the inland, into the shores of the bay, and even far out into the water where they may have been, did something, but no sign. They went out for quite some time, hoping against hope that someday these boys will return. But all that summer, towards the fall, towards the winter, the season was changing. And soon the people will have to go inland to go spend the winter. They begin to have a doubt. They begin to think maybe somehow they may have joined to other tribes somewhere and decided to stay for the winter. So they forget it. They just simply hope that they will be shown again someday. So life went on with these families who lost their young men. Not lost. They didn't think they were lost. They just hoped that they would turn up someday during the winter, maybe, or even maybe next summer, they might turn up again. So there was a hope. So the winter went on. They went their ways into their hunting ground. Each family went to his own way. And then next summer, they can return to the summer places where they always go. They meet each other, each family hoping that they will have three young men who have not returned last summer. No, not one. Not one family came into the summer place to have the young men who were lost last summer, who were missing. So what happens this is summer after summer, hope against hope that young people may turn up someday. After many years, people begin to forget. They begin to believe they may have encountered something that takes their lives away. Perhaps they may have washed away into the bay, or maybe went in and met some hostile tribes and killed, or maybe captured and taken away, because that was the usual condition that time. So they were given up, eventually gave up. Those who waited for them gave up. The young ladies who had their boyfriends simply gave up and married to another man and began to raise their own families. They were simply forgotten in time. Maybe somewhere around, what shall I say? They were young, around 20, over 20. And those who left behind, the girls, were all about the same age. And these women who decided to get married after they have gave up their boyfriends are now about 45 years old, maybe more. Some of them get to be a little bit of an old age. But those who were old at the time when the young people left, they were now, some of them are gone. some of them barely able to function because they're so old.